right, you're listening to The Roe Khan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis, Brian Noonan sitting in with us again today. Roe's back tomorrow. Good to be with you, Brian.
Good to see you, Anna. Always good to be here. Did you have a nice Easter?
I did. You know, it was uneventful and just sort of fun with family,
that's nice.
Which is the way it should be.
But we'll get into it. We can have small talk a little bit later.
We will.
But we've got big
lots
things
to
get to.
Including Judy's been keeping us up to date about the Capitol Visitors Center shooting. She'll have details throughout the show as we understand more about what's happening there. But we want to get to the mayor's news conference he just held explaining why he, well, not so much explaining why he rejected all three candidates, but explaining who his pick is for the Chicago Police Superintendent's job moving forward. It is Chief of Patrol Eddie Johnson. And what's going on here, I think, is a question on a lot of people's minds.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that my biggest question is Eddie Johnson didn't apply for it the first time.
He didn't
apply. Supposedly, the three candidates that the board had picked were good candidates.
Mm-hmm.
There were reports that one had already been offered the
Cedric
job.
Cedric Alexander, supposedly, according to reports, that he'd already told people back home in Atlanta that he was likely going to be offered the job or was offered the job.
And then when we were here on Friday, the Black Caucus of the City Council was demanding hearings before they claimed they would not approve anyone that the mayor appointed without public hearings beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly, as you said, sometimes things happen over the holiday weekend. All of a sudden, the mayor kind of Saturday night is like, hey, yeah, I've changed my mind.
Saturday's surprise.
Right.
So let's
exactly.
try to find out exactly what's going on behind the scenes here and learn a little bit more about who is Eddie Johnson. Sergeant Pete is here with us, regular contributor to The Roe Khan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Sergeant
yes.
Pete, what do you make of all of this? What's going on here? Why the surprise, first of all?
Well, I think that the 39 applicants, they whittled it down to three. The mayor looked at the three, and during the interim of researching the three, he went out and spoke to people in the community, other policemen, patrol officers, exempt rank members, and he got a feeling of what they wanted and what the community wanted, and the guy's name that kept coming up was Eddie Johnson. And Eddie Johnson is well-respected by the people that wear the blue shirts to the people that are exempt members. He's well-respected in the community. He's not political, and that's what we need. We don't need an outsider. We need somebody from the inside.
Is it that important? Because we keep hearing that all the time, that we need somebody from the inside. But the big question has been the culture. You know, that's been the buzzword.
Right.
We got to change the culture. We got to change the culture. Can we get someone from the inside who can change the culture, or does it take somebody from the outside to come in and say, all right, this is where I see things that need to be changed?
The answer to that question is McCarthy, when he was the superintendent, he ran everything. Mm-hmm. Everything was his way. If anybody would have suggested anything, he would have rejected it. Anything that anybody came up to him with, he rejected. It was his way or the highway. And after a while, after you get persecuted at these meetings with the superintendent, you finally just sit back and say, well, let this guy run it the way he wants because he's not listening to us. And that in itself harms the entire department. And it makes the exempt people all the way down to the patrolmen feel like they're useless and that this guy is going to run everything and do everything. And he wasn't very successful and his plans never worked. And you can't translate from New York, Newark, to Chicago.
Okay.
I guess my question was, over the weekend when I first heard that all three had been likely going to be rejected and that the mayor is going to pick someone entirely new or different, I thought, well, wait a minute. Isn't this process in place for a reason? Don't you have the police board to separate the mayor from the police department, from the eventual pick? And there's this transparency we're trying to introduce. And that alone is part of the trust process, isn't it, to have this board make a selection based on nationwide candidates, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Why does this then make sense?
Well,
or why does it make more sense?
You have to understand the woman that's the head of the police board is Lori Lightfoot. I've known her some 20-some years. She was a U.S. attorney. She was a head of OPS. She's a brilliant, brilliant lawyer. And
the perfect person to be in charge of this.
Right. She knows the police department. She knows how it works. So she's going to weed through these 39 people. And just because somebody's names get submitted or he submits a resume, it doesn't mean that he or she is going to be a fit. You don't know what's in their background. You don't know what they have to look forward to. So out of that 39, that group with her as the head, they picked the three best that they thought. Now, the mayor, in going through all these community meetings and talking about these shootings and talking about all the police problems and Laquan McDonald and everything, he then hears Eddie Johnson. Eddie Johnson's a guy who grew up in Cabrini Green. He's a guy that worked in the 6th District as a beat man. He worked in the 6th District as a tactical sergeant. He was a homicide detective. So he grew up in a tough part of the city, got out of it, made himself a success on the police department, worked in the hard places, and all the, as he climbed these ranks, he gained the respect and the trust of everybody, not only other exempt members, but the people that worked for him, the people in the blue shirts that are the heart and soul of this department.
Mm-hmm. But, go ahead. You know, your question from before, Brian, just strikes me, because you talk about right now what's going on with our police department and the trust issue, right? 600 homicides we're on pace for this year if it continues at this pace, 6,000 shootings. We've got a federal investigation of the department underway. And you look at this department, you think, okay, an insider, that's the person who should create change, rebuild trust, and as he said, integrity, Eddie Johnson
absolutely
said, in this department. You think that's possible?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the police can do whatever they can do to fight crime. But the problem is going to be the community has to help. And Johnson can be a bridge for that community and the police department. That's what the city needs. It needs the community to come and help the police. You can't just have hundreds of shootings and 13-year-olds being shot. And you just can't have that. And you can't have the police department worried about a DOJ guy riding in a squad car with a guy or a Department of Justice guy that every time I do a report, a street stop report, that when it's all finished, it goes directly to the Department of Justice and they turn around and call the people that I had the interaction with and try to find out what I did. I mean, you know, how can nobody, I don't care you two sitting here, if somebody, WGN
no,
boss was standing
your
behind your shoulder,
no,
you're
no.
afraid what to say.
Exactly. Sergeant Pete is here. He is a frequent contributor to the Roll Con Show with Anna DeVellantes. More with Sergeant Pete.
Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook and tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN TV. Your pick just might be Chicago's Best. Quickly here, Sergeant Pete is talking with us. He's a regular contributor to the Roll Con Show with me, Anna DeVellantes. Brian Noonan sitting in today. And Sergeant Pete, Capitol shooting, you heard about the general facts that there were shots fired in that visitor center not far from the Capitol. Apparently, at first they said an officer was hurt, but then they corrected that to say an officer was not hurt. But witnesses are now saying that they unloaded what sounded like a whole clip. And this gentleman was taken to the hospital, injured, still alive. What would it take for an officer to show that sign, to unload that many shots, if that's true?
You know, people always say that the unloading the shots, you know, you start pulling the trigger when you have an active shooter in front of you. You start pulling the trigger, you want to make sure this guy goes down. And if it means shooting him 6, 7, 8 times or taking those many shots at him, how many are hitting him? You've got to get that shooter down. Then you lock down the Capitol, you lock down the place, and you try to figure out, how did this guy get a gun in here?
Yeah,
that's
that was
number
my
one.
Question, cause
right.
How's the gun get
the
in here?
The security is crazy at the Capitol.
You get two or three cops at every entrance to the Capitol. You've got the metal detectors. You've got everything there. How did this guy get it in there? If these people knew of this guy before, you would think they would be worried about him. Now, after you have the shooter with what's going on around the world, you've got to worry, is there another active shooter? Is there a bomber? Is there anything there? How do we protect the people that rush to the scene, you know, and then 5 minutes later a bomb goes off? So you have all those things in the back of your mind. It's now, you know, run, hide, and fight. It used to be run, hide, and just stay there and pray.
Mm-hmm.
It's a horrible situation we're in, and this guy getting a gun into the Capitol building, even in the visitor section, is insane.
Well, Sergeant Pete, always good to talk to you. Thank you for your insight. We appreciate you coming by.
Thanks,
Pete. I know
Anna
does.
I do.
And as do I.
Thank you very much.
Even though you always try to ice out the Irish guy. I know how you play when you roll in.
It should be a Greek show. But
he's married to an Irish person. So
see?
He loves Irish
people. That's good. That's very good.